Welcome to this lesson on BreakLab Swing Stack course for VHS Rave Color in Ableton Live 12, built for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. In this session, we're going to make a breakbeat groove that feels dusty, hypnotic, and a little unstable, but still hits hard enough to drive a bassline and support ragga vocals. The goal is not just to make drums loop. The goal is to make them feel alive, like they've come off a Warp tape deck from 1994, with that smoky warehouse energy and a little neon shimmer on top. We're working at an intermediate level, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around Ableton a bit. But I'll still explain each move clearly, because the real power here is in how the parts interact. First, set your tempo. Start at 170 BPM for a classic jungle pocket. If you want it a touch looser and more ragga, 168 works nicely. If you want a harder edge, you can push up to 172 or 174, but for this lesson, 170 is a sweet spot. Now set up your tracks. Create a track for your main break, a second track for your ghost break, a percussion track for ragga style accents, and then a VHS FX bus or return where you can add tape-like color in parallel. If you want, leave a bass track in place too, even if it's just a placeholder for now. It helps you think like a producer and not just a beat builder. Start by choosing a strong break. Something like an Amen style break, a think type loop, or a loose soul break with character will work well. You want a break that has a solid kick, a clear snare, some hat movement, and a little room tone or bleed. That little mess is part of the magic. It gives the groove personality. Drag the break into Ableton and turn Warp on. For a break like this, begin with Beats mode. That keeps the transients punchy and preserves the natural rhythm of the loop. Set your Warp marker on the first downbeat, trim any silence at the start and end, and loop a 1-bar or 2-bar section cleanly. Now let's build the main break layer. This is your anchor. On the main break, EQ 8, drum bus, glue compressor, and saturator, in that order. With EQ 8, high pass gently around 25 to 35 HC to clear out sub rumble you don't need. If the low mids get muddy, dip a bit around 250 to 450 HC. And if the snare needs a little extra pop, a gentle boost somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHC can help. Don't overdo it. We want weight and definition, not harshness. Next, use drum bus lightly. This is a great way to give your break more authority without flattening it. Keep drive modest, maybe around 5 to 15%. Keep boom low unless you really need extra low-end punch. And raise transients a little if the break needs more snap. Then add glue compressor. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 usually does the job. Keep the attack around 10 milliseconds and release on auto. You're looking for just a little cohesion, maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If it starts sounding squashed, back off. The break should breathe. Finally, add saturator with soft clip-on. A little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, can thicken the break and help it translate on smaller speakers. This is that nice bit of grit that keeps the drums from sounding too polite. Now comes the core concept of the lesson, the swing stack. A swing stack means you're not relying on one single drum loop to do all the work. Instead, you layer rhythmically related parts that each move slightly differently. One part is steady, one part lags just a little, one part flickers around the edges. That layered motion is what gives old-school jungle its living, breathing feel. Duplicate the break onto a second track and make it your ghost break. This layer should be much quieter, filtered, and more textural. Use auto filter to high pass at around 180 to 300 Hz so it stays out of the way of the kick and low body. Then add something like redux or erosion to roughen the top end. Keep it subtle. You want vibe, not collapse. You can also use utility to lower the level and control the width. If the source is too wide, pull it back a bit. If you want a little dubby haze, you can add echo with a very short delay and low feedback, filtered so it doesn't clutter the mix. Now the important timing move. Nudge the ghost break slightly late. Even a 5 to 15 millisecond delay can create that driving swing that feels human and smoked out. It's subtle, but it matters. The main break stays relatively steady, while the ghost layer lags behind and gives you that push-pull tension. This is where many people go wrong. They swing everything too hard. That makes the groove feel drunk instead of driving. The trick is selective swing. Let the main break keep the spine. Let the ghost layer and top percussion carry more of the movement. If you want to push the groove further, use Ableton's groove pool. You can extract groove from a break, or use an MPC-style swing groove, but keep the settings light. Timing around 10 to 30% is usually enough. Random should stay low, and velocity can be used a little to add variation. The point is to shape feel, not to make the whole beat wobble around unpredictably. Now let's bring in the raga element. This is the attitude layer. Add rimshots, shakers, toms, congas, little vocal cuts, or even shout style one shots. Think of these as call and response against the break. They shouldn't crowd the snare. They should answer it. Program a rimshot on the offbeats, a shaker with light swing, and maybe a tom or vocal chop at the end of every 4 or 8 bars. Keep these sounds moving around the break, not sitting directly on top of the snare. That space around the backbeat is where the groove breathes. For processing, try EQ 8 first. High pass the percussion around 150 to 250 Hz so it stays clean. If anything gets harsh around 4 to 7 kHz, tame it gently. Then add a little saturator to bring out harmonics and help the percussion cut through. A short, tight reverb can give you a roomier raga feel, or darker, slightly longer reverb can push it toward that old school distance. Delay or echo sync to 1/8 or dotted 1/4 can add a reggae style bounce, especially on vocal chops or hand percussion. Now we add VHS rave color. This is the texture bus, the tape haze, the grain and wobble that make the whole thing feel like a memory. Put together a return or group bus called VHS FX and send your break layers and perk into it lightly. On this bus, use EQ 8, saturator, chorus ensemble, vinyl distortion or redux, auto filter and utility. Start by clearing out unnecessary low end with EQ. Add a little saturator for warmth. Then use chorus ensemble very subtly to give the top layer a soft, unstable motion. A tiny amount goes a long way. After that, add a touch of redux or vinyl distortion for sample rate grime or tape-like roughness. Again, keep it under control. If the transients vanish, you've gone too far. Auto filter is great for automation here. Slowly open or close the filter over 8 or 16 bars to create motion. You can also automate the amount of saturation or the wet level of the bus at the end of phrases to make fills feel bigger. Utility is there to keep the stereo image under control. If the bus gets too wide, a strong tip here, use parallel processing whenever possible. A dirty copy often sounds better than wrecking the clean source. Blend the grime in rather than committing too hard too early. That way, your main break stays punchy and readable, while the VHS bus adds atmosphere around it. Now let's talk about variation. Jungle and old school DNB live on movement every few bars. If nothing changes, the loop gets flat fast. Try a simple phrase structure. Bars 1 and 2 can be your main groove. In bar 3, add a ghost snare, an extra hat, or a bit more percussion. In bar 4, drop in a short fill, a reverse hit, or a tiny chopped break fragment. Then strip something back in bars 5 and 6. Add a new twist in bar 7. Use bar 8 as a reset with a fill or a mini turnaround. Ableton gives you a few great tools for this. Sliced a new MIDI track is useful if you want to turn the break into playable pieces. Simpler is great for triggering individual hits. Beat repeat can create controlled glitch energy. Looper or resampling can help you capture a live feeling variation. And reverse on selected hits can make a great old-school style transition. Keep fills short, that's important. In jungle, the fill should suggest chaos, not destroy the dance floor pulse. A snare drag, a tom roll, a chopped stutter, or a vocal shout into a reverb tail is usually enough. You don't need a giant drum solo. You need just enough drama to keep the listener leaning in. Let's shape this into a basic arrangement. For bars 1 to 4, keep it filtered and teasing. Let the ghost layer sit low. Let the main break stay controlled, and keep the VHS movement subtle. From bars 5 to 8, open the groove up a bit and add a vocal chop or raga stab. Around bars 9 to 12, bring in the bass line or let the bass placeholder take up more space, and make the break stack feel full. Then for bars 13 to 16, strip out one layer, use a filter sweep or tape style movement, and set up the next section with a fill. A really good habit here is to change one thing every 4 bars. Maybe it's the ghost break level. Maybe it's a percussion hit. Maybe it's the filter cutoff on the VHS bus. Maybe it's a bass mutation or vocal stab. That small constant change is what makes the track feel arranged instead of just looped. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overquantize everything. Tiny timing imperfections are part of the charm. Second, don't swing every layer hard. Use swing selectively. Third, don't crush the break too early with heavy distortion or compression. Establish the groove first. Fourth, watch the low mids. Multiple layers can build up around 200 to 500 Hz fast. Be disciplined with EQ. Fifth, don't let VHS effects destroy the punch. Put the dirt in parallel if needed. And sixth, make sure rag elements aren't fighting the snare. Leave air around the backbeat. Here are a few advanced ideas if you want to push further. Try alternate swing zones, where bars 1 and 2 are tighter, bars 3 and 4 are looser, and later bars get more shuffled hats. Try a call and response break stack, where one version is brighter and busier and the other is darker and simpler. You can alternate them every two bars. Or do you fill by subtraction, where instead of adding more, you mute the ghost layer or strip out the shaker for one bar. Negative space can hit harder than extra notes. You can also add a dust layer, which is just texture. Tape hiss, vinyl crackle, room noise, or ambience can be high-passed and tucked in low to give the drums a physical space. Another good trick is to make a radio edit version of the break. Band limit it, crush it, distort it, and layer it quietly under the main break for extra grime. It can add a gritty edge that helps the drums cut through dense bass.